Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, yes, it is a Fransky Friday on the Midday Show, the final one of the regular season. Next time we talk to Scott, we will know the Phillies playoff opponent for October 4th at Citizens Bank Park. Likely, very likely, as the number two seed, we shall see who they're going to play and what's on that roster and what it looks like as we get set for a red October. Scott, how you doing today?
Scott.
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're pretty good.
It's a fun time, Scott, as we get set for Red October. Scott's call, of course, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, the Phillies are likely to be, very, very likely to be, the number two seed, which means next week, Dodgers, Mets, Reds, Diamondbacks. It's going to be fun to watch how this plays out, not just this weekend, Scott, but then the start of next week as we figure out who we're going to play next weekend.
Yeah, I mean, give you a chance to kind of rest up, get ready, see who you hate the most and who you want to beat the most, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
It might be a quick answer for most people.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah, I think the Mets would be the hate the most, but the Dodgers would be a heck of a lot of fun next weekend. All right, Scott, let's talk about the week that's been and this weekend that's coming up here as we round out the regular season. Scott, Kyle Schwarber, I mean, we say it every time you've been on
Phenomenal.
With us this week. I mean, what a season. What a year that could be capped off this weekend with a shot to go after Ryan Howard and this record. And I know there's only three games left, but he's shown an ability a lot during his career, Scott, especially with the Phillies, hit multiple home runs in a game. So I think it's certainly possible this weekend he takes three out.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. You got three right-handed starters tonight. Joe Ryan, he's pretty good. He's had a good year. Mick Abel has had trouble with the long ball. So that's certainly a possibility there. And you know, given the fact that you've got 5 days off coming up, Monday through Friday, he's going to play. He's going to play. He's going to take down just about all the at-bats, unless they get, you know, some big-time lopsided score or something like that. Maybe he comes out, or maybe he sets the record already. But I think he's going to have a real good shot at it. I really do, and it'll be fun to watch.
Scott, let's talk about the other part of the team right now that is, I think, a little bit in question heading towards the postseason, and that is how they're going to round out the bullpen and how they're going to round out maybe that fourth starter. So Walker Buehler last night pitched really well, and he's pitched well as a Philly so far. Scott, big picture question. What do you think is more valuable? Because I keep going back and forth in my head. You know, the Game 4 starter, let's say Game 4 of the NLCS in a potential World Series, that those games, or maybe what Walker Buehler could provide out of the bullpen. Because I heard this in the morning show today, we're talking about maybe Walker Buehler should get that start over Aaron Nola. And I understand that idea. But I keep thinking about they might need Walker Buehler out of the bullpen to help them to get through all these games, to get through this postseason.
Well, first of all, you're talking, that's a long way down the road before you get to Game 4 of the NLCS.
Right.
So we're talking about weeks from now before you can get to that point. So, that said, I think he will be used out of the pen. I think he will be used in a variety of different ways. I think he might be used in short relief if they have a certain kind of a need, you know, a couple of right-handed batters, come on, get them out and be done. Or if you've got an extra innings situation, of course, extra innings goes back to the real rules of baseball where you don't have the free runner at second base. And so you can get some longer games. So I think he's, you know, in reserve for something like that. But I don't think he's going to start. I really don't. I think he's going to be used out of the bullpen. And I think, he's been good, but he hasn't been great. There's certain numbers that look really good. Obviously, the ERA, but I don't think he's happy with his fastball command. I think it could be better. I think it needs to be better. Does he compete? Absolutely. The guy battles. He doesn't give in. He knows how to, you know, work with seven different pitches and all that. But, I just don't see him as a starter in the postseason. That's just me.
You know, Scott, I'm kind of curious. Trey Turner, how healthy do you think he is at this point?
You know, I think they feel like he's just about there. Trey, last year was pretty, I think, pretty timid, you know, coming back from the hamstring injury. Now, it was more severe. He was out for longer.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there's a little bit of a mental block to get over that last push, right? And that might be something. You know, it was a long time before we really saw him start stealing bases again last year. So, they're not going to put him in jeopardy, but I think he's pretty close to 100%. I think they said he was probably running at about 80% the other day. And, based on some of the exercises he was doing, they felt like he's probably there. He's probably good to go. So, but again, they don't want to take any chances. The last thing you want is a setback and then not have him available for the playoffs.
Well, I agree with that. And Scott, I keep thinking about this just from my perspective as a fan. I don't want to see him play this weekend. I mean, the games are probably mostly meaningless. I guess there's a very outside chance the Brewers get swept, Phillies sweep, and then we take the one seed. But, you know, by tonight, it could be clear the Phillies are the two seed. If he's not getting activated tonight, Scott, it's hard for me to see the value of him playing either tomorrow or just Sunday, then to take the week off, then to play that first game Saturday. I would rather them exercise a whole abundance of caution, especially because he is a speed player, and you know we know he legs out a lot of infield singles.
Win him 100%.
Yeah, I can't imagine him busting one this weekend. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but think of it from this perspective. If you have him go out there on Sunday, now again, they're not going to put him in harm's way, and they don't want him to be in harm's way, and they're not going to clear him to go out there until he's out of harm's way. But if you deem him healthy, I see nothing wrong with A, getting him at bats, and B, letting him mentally feel like he's good to go, right? Would you rather him go into the 5 days off and say, and without the question, he's tested it, he's run, he's changed direction, he sprinted to first, all of that checks, you know, he checked all the boxes. So now that part of his mind is free. Mm-hmm. And then he goes into game one of the division series not worried about it. Or would you rather not have him play, go the whole week, wonder if he's ready to turn it all the way on? Because he's not going to turn it all the way on in an intra-squad scrimmage in the middle of the week, right? Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. So I think, as long as there's, you know, I mean, all things being equal, as long as there's no harm you're doing to him, I would rather him have him at least a day to try to clear a mental hurdle or two.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a fair point. And last year, it seemed like it took him a while to bust it after he came back, like to really turn on his legs again. So maybe he needs that. Scott, I am wondering, Hugh and I were talking about earlier, do you think, let's just fast forward to Sunday, do you think any consideration will be given from Topper, maybe talking to Trey about it? The batting title is there. I mean, he's probably going to win this thing. I think Nico Hoerner dropped to .299 yesterday. But, you know, if Nico Hoerner has a big couple days here, this could be neck and neck heading into Sunday.
Sure. I think, Trey kind of talked about it a little bit yesterday. He said, look, I'd love to win the batting title selfishly, but I don't want to do anything that's going to put me in jeopardy for the playoffs. That's what this is about. So if he's, again, like we talked about a minute ago, if he's good to go, if they deem him good to go, I think he plays and he gets the at-bats and whatever, you know, come what may, 4-for-4, 0-for-4, whatever the average turns out to be. I think he plays.
Scott Fransky with us here on a Fransky Friday.
No, I was just about to say, I feel better, Scott, because I felt some kind of way when I heard that he was going to do it. It sounded a little selfish, but the way that you framed it, it makes me look at it differently. You know, because when you talk about how, you know, you don't want him going out there cold for the postseason playing and not trusting himself and just getting out there and getting a few warm-ups to see where I feel a lot better about it now.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's going to be, to some extent, everybody's going to be a certain amount of cold, if you will, right? Mm-hmm. You've just taken 5 days off. And whatever the reps are, whatever the simulations are, you do the best you can with that. But the reality is none of that will be full speed, game speed, right? Where the mind is free, the body takes over and does what an athlete does, what it's been trained to do all those years. Mm. So I think getting him into a game, again, as long as you're certain that you're not jeopardizing him in any way, then let the body take over for the mind, if you will, right? And
gotcha.
Let him feel like he's cleared all the hurdles so he's ready for game one.
Scott, any concern with Jhoran Duran as we enter the postseason? You know, gave up a home run the other night, gave up one in L.A. His numbers overall as a Philly are excellent. I think it's like 25 strikeouts to one walk. I mean, he's been really good. But I think there was a feeling when he arrived here, like, we're never going to blow a save again. It's we got that lockdown. And I still feel good about him, but it's been a little less dominant than maybe some people thought it would be in the last inning. Any concern with him entering the postseason?
Not for me. I mean, of all the people we've gone into the postseason with over the last 4 years, who do you like better?
None. Him. I'm with you on that.
Period. End of story. It'll be what it'll be. He may blow a save. He may blow a really big moment. But if you're not comfortable with him, then I can't help you. You know what I mean? I can't assuage your fears. I don't know what pitcher out there could make you feel better. But he's the least of my worries.
Scott, last one for you as we enter the final weekend of the regular season. What's your thought on how Nick Castellanos has responded to on the field? I mean, it's obviously been a little bit, you know, he's made his thoughts clear that he's not maybe in the best space and doing the best with his new role he can, especially last Friday night after the 250th home run in Arizona and especially all the stuff after the game in the clubhouse with the media. But how do you think he's adapting to the pinch hitting role? Because he had a hit the other night against Miami. He had one. He came into that game where he got the 250th home run off the bench as a pinch hitter. Scott, I think that's a big development because if he could handle that, he could be entered into big moments in games, especially if they face a righty. So, you know, Kepler's going to start the game. We get to the sixth or seventh inning. You know, the game might be in his hands all of a sudden.
It might be. I think the fact that he's gotten opportunities to try out that role, if you will, and he's had some big RBIs, and I don't mean just hits. You know, you go back to that the four-game sweep of the Mets. I know there were some moments there where he popped off the bench and he got a sac fly, you know, driving a big run in one of those games that was close. I think he's handled it pretty well. Nick, his at-bats sometimes are a mystery to me, right? And I think to a lot of people, it's funny, those first two pitches sometimes, it's swing, and you're 0-2, and then all of a sudden, like the other night, it's this grind you down, take pitches, foul off balls, right? Stay alive, really, really good quality professional at-bats. So, he's probably going to be called upon. I don't think there's any doubt about it. He's going to get some chances to start here and there, depending on, you know, what the matchup is. He'll start against lefties, I think. But he'll be in some big spots, and I think he's handled it pretty well for a guy who, you know, again, hasn't done much of that in his career.
What a twist to the story, Scott, if he has a Matt Stairs moment in the next couple weeks here in the postseason. That'd be pretty darn cool.
Yeah, it would be great.
It'd be great for everyone, the Phils and obviously for Nick himself. Scott, we appreciate you hopping on. Have a great weekend. We'll be listening, and next time we talk, we'll be getting ready for the NLDS.
Thanks a lot,
Let's
Scott.
Let's do it. All right, see you guys.
There he goes. Scott Fransky on a Fransky Friday. Hugh, it would be pretty wild if this thing ends with Castellanos coming off the bench in a pinch-hitting moment and getting a big hit.
Yeah, that would be. Especially after, you know, he says some of the things that he said. That would be super great.
Yeah, because as much as he's become less, he's less important than he was, right? He doesn't play every game. They're not going to let Kepler hit against a lefty late. He's going to come in, like, if they put a lefty in to face Kepler late in the game, I imagine it's Castellanos going to get the call to pinch hit in that spot. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard our comeback. All your phone calls on the Philadelphia Eagles. And we got a couple moments from the Eagles-Bucks history we got to go over. Hugh Douglas moments in the past. One, when he took down a Bucks quarterback. And the other, when the Eagles tried to take some money out of Hugh Douglas's pocket and he was asked about it live on television. Yeah. We got to hit that. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on the Eagles, the Phils, and everything else. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.